ऑस्ट्रेलिया की प्रथम राष्ट्र जनसंख्या के लिए ये एक महत्वपूर्ण समय है। कैनबरा की फेडरल संसद के निचले सदन ने वॉइस टू पार्लियामेंट जनमत पर अपना निर्णय दे दिया है। यह विधेयक निचले सदन में पारित हो गया है और अब इस माह के अंत तक सेनेट के सामने प्रेषित होगा। वॉइस ऑस्ट्रेलियाई संसद की स्थायी सलाहकार समिति होगी, जो संसद और सरकार को सभी अबोरिजिनल और टॉरेस स्ट्रेट आइलैंडर मुद्दों पर सलाह देगी। इस वॉइस समिति का गठन होना चाहिए या नहीं, इसका निर्णय करने के लिए एक राष्ट्रव्यापी जनमत किया जाएगा। डॉक्टर शिरीन मॉरिस मैक्वारी यूनिवर्सिटी में प्रथम राष्ट्र अधिकारों की शीर्ष शोधकर्ता हैं। वे फिजियन भारतीय पृष्ठभूमि से आती हैं और इस विषय में अपनी रुचि के बारे में बताती हैं।
माय पेरेंट्स माइग्रेटेड फ्रॉम फिजी, डैड्स गुजराती, मम्स फिजियन इंडियन, साउथ इंडियन बैकग्राउंड, एंड आई वाज बोर्न इन मेलबर्न, बट आई वाज स्टडीइंग लॉ एट मोनाश वेल ओवर probably 15 years ago now, and I did this internship. You know, sometimes law students do internships, and this was called the Aurora Internship Program, and it sends you to Indigenous organisations around the country. So in 2011, I went and volunteered at the Cape York Institute up in Cape York Peninsula in far north Queensland, and there I met the Indigenous leader Noel Pearson, very famous Aboriginal lawyer and advocate. And he offered me a job working on Indigenous constitutional recognition. That was, you know, 2011. So that changed the whole trajectory of my career and my life.
शिरीन बताती हैं कि क्यों इस रेफरेंडम को बहुसांस्कृतिक समुदायों का समर्थन जरूरी है।
Well, I guess because I'm Indian Australian, you know, because of my background, I thought there was a bit of a gap. And I thought it would be good to engage multi-faith and multicultural communities in this conversation. Because, you know, I think multicultural Australians, sometimes we feel like these nation-building conversations are not for us, you know, that we don't have a role to play. That's for white Australians to talk about, you know. But I think that's really wrong. We are such an important and significant part of the Australian population. And the Australian Constitution belongs to all Australians. It belongs to us as well. So we need to get involved, we need to get informed, and we need to be part of this conversation because we're Australians too. Now, how it started was last year, I helped coordinate the major 9 faith groups coming together, expressing their support for a yes vote in the referendum. Hindus, Sikhs, Muslims, Jewish people, all different Christian groups, they all came together and said, We are backing this because this is the right thing to do.
वहीं एक पक्ष वो भी है जो वॉइस टू पार्लियामेंट के विरुद्ध है। समाज सेवा के विपक्ष मंत्री माइकल सूकर कहते हैं,
My position on the referendum is very clear. I will be voting no, and I'll be encouraging all Australians to vote no. And there's a number of reasons for it. I come from an ethnic background. My father came to Australia from Lebanon, so I've grown up in a household where English isn't necessarily the first language, where my father became an Australian citizen. And for my family, the great comfort that we've always had, doesn't matter how long your family's been here, whether your family can trace its lineage back many generations, or whether you've got Indigenous heritage, or whether you became an Australian citizen yesterday, once you become a citizen, We're not separated based on race. We're not separated based on ethnicity. And my big concern with respect to the voice being proposed by the Labor government is for the first time, they will be seeking to separate Australians based on your ethnicity, something you can't control.
उनका कहना है कि सरकार की ओर से इस सलाहकार समिति के संबंध में पर्याप्त जानकारी भी नहीं दी गई है।
The second thing I'd say, Vrishali, is a proposal in front of us now where really the Prime Minister and the government is saying, we want you to vote for the voice referendum. We want you to vote yes. And then once you've voted yes, we'll give you some detail later on. We'll tell you exactly who will be able to run for this thing. Will they be elected or appointed or nominated? How many public servants will it employ? What ability will it have to direct ministers and governments over laws? My view is the much more honest thing for the government to do would be to outline all that detail first. It's very important that we do the best we can for all Australians. You won't get any argument out of me with that. But what I don't think is that we should create a new body that will give further democratic rights to one Australian but not another. I think the great thing about our country is if you drive down any street, you'll have an Anglo-Australian living next door to an Indian Australian, living next door to a Chinese Australian, living next door to a Lebanese Australian. We all get to go and vote. We're all equal in every single way. Our democratic rights are equal. I think it would be a real shame if in driving down that street, there was one house where you had a differentiation, where someone had more or less rights, not based on anything other than on the heritage that they have.
छाया मंत्री सूकर कहते हैं कि नस्लीय आधार पर संवैधानिक संशोधन करना उन्हें समझ नहीं आता।
Now, I'm very close to the Australian Indian community. I was just in New Delhi recently myself. It's a really important thing, I think, for our Australian Indian community. There are nearly a million Australians of Indian descent. And I've had some who are close friends of mine saying to me, well, why wouldn't we have an Australian Indian voice if you're going to have a voice for one ethnic group and not another? Now, he said that to some extent in jest, but it just proves the point that let's not walk away from the great thing about our country is.
Dr. Shirin Morris is tark ke uttar mein kehti hain.
Yeah, so like in any democratic debate, there's people in favor and people against. One argument that you sometimes hear against is saying that this will divide us by race. You know, this will somehow muck up equality and will divide us by race. I think that's really incorrect because the Constitution since 1901 has contained racist provisions explicitly excluding Indigenous people because they were considered an inferior race. And there's actually still some race-based provisions in there. I don't think this is dividing us by race. I actually think this is correcting the racist discrimination of the past. It's including Indigenous people, finally, recognising them. The other thing you sometimes hear is, won't Chinese Australians want a voice now? And won't Indian Australians want a voice now? I don't actually hear that from community members, but I hear that from the no case, right? Now, my answer to that is there is no Native Title Act for Indians because Indians were not dispossessed in Australia. Only one group was dispossessed in Australia. That's Indigenous people. Only one group was excluded from the Constitution of 1901. That's Indigenous people.
उनका कहना है कि वॉइस टू पार्लियामेंट जरूरी है क्योंकि अबोरिजिनल और टॉरेस स्ट्रेट आइलैंडर ही एक ऐसा समुदाय है जिसने ऐतिहासिक रूप से बेदखल होने का दंश झेला है। श्री सुकर कहते हैं कि अबोरिजिनल और टॉरेस स्ट्रेट आइलैंडर लोगों की समस्याएं सुलझाने के और भी तरीके हैं।
Get the regional indigenous Australians who are living in the outback, who are living in remote indigenous communities, give them a voice because one thing that my colleague Senator Price, who herself is an Indigenous Australian, has said, Canberra doesn't need a voice. Canberra needs ears to listen because they're not listening at the moment and they're not listening to those Indigenous Australians in remote Indigenous communities. And so we've said, set up regional voices where you have to express what they need. But most importantly in Canberra, Canberra needs to listen to those voices. We would strongly support regional voices and a requirement for Canberra to listen rather than senior people in Canberra.
Dr. Morris कहती है कि अधिकारों के इस अभियान में जानकारी ही सबसे बड़ी कुंजी है.
I was very encouraged to see that the government has now got a website, voice.gov.au, and they say they're going to translate material into all different languages. I know the Yes 23 campaign want to translate materials as well, but things like this, what you're doing now, you know, putting this message out to the Hindi and Gujarati community, for example, that's so important. And what I would say is it can't just be up to me. It can't just be up to the government. It can't just be up to Indigenous people. We all have to take responsibility. So each of us has to have the conversations with your friends, family, colleagues, community members. And if you don't have the information, go and find the information and then share it with people you know.
वे कहती हैं कि ये अभियान जरूरी है कि जब ऑस्ट्रेलिया के हाथ में निर्णय हो तो वे सही निर्णय ले सके। वहीं सेनेटर माइकल सूकर भी देश को याद दिलाते हैं कि पक्ष कोई भी हो, वार्ता सम्मानपूर्वक ही होनी चाहिए।
We've got to be respectful with each other. I've got great friends who will vote yes. I've got great friends who will vote no. I think the worst thing that I think we could do is have this become a debate where we become critical of one another depending on our view. So I think that's the first thing. But if there's one thing I would want your viewers to take away from this interview is let's guard very preciously the idea that as Australians, we're all equal. Once you become an Australian citizen, we are all equal. We should not be separated on race. And I fear if we were to separate ourselves on race with this, who knows where it ends. And I drew great comfort growing up as a small boy in a migrant house to know that I was just as equal as anyone else. It didn't matter that my father had arrived here on a boat, that I was just as equal as anyone. And I really do feel that this referendum would change that about our country. And I think, quite frankly, it will negatively affect multicultural communities the most. And for that reason, I'd say, let's stick with the current constitutional arrangements that have worked.
Voice to Parliament ki pehli maang Uluru Vaktavya ke saath rakhi gayi thi. अब उम्मीद की जा रही है कि इस साल के अंत में ये जनमत देश के हाथ में होगा। इस जनमत पर अधिक जानकारी के लिए आप voice.gov.au पर जा सकते हैं। SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए इस रिपोर्ट को प्रस्तुत किया है वृषाली जैन ने।